Welcome back to South Dearborn High School for the Rivertown Classic, the 20th annual Rivertown Classic. We are set for the eighth and final game from this tournament. It is the boys' championship game between the Switzerland County Pacers and the Lawrenceburg Tigers. This is the Whitewater Motor Company in Milan pregame show. Whitewater Motor Company, the most trusted name in the car business. And 20 years later, back in 2001, this was the championship game of the boys' tournament. The Tigers won that one. And a chance to either relive that night or maybe Switzerland County can rewrite history. This should be a fun one, Chuck.
I think it could be, absolutely. I'm impressed by both teams in their first two wins. Both of them played very well.
So how did we get to this point on Thursday night? Lawrenceburg played the first game against South Dearborn. It was a back-and-forth contest all the way, and it ended up being a 54-52 win for the Tigers behind a superb performance from Gavin Yoon.
He scored 29 points, and that game was not decided literally until the last second. Both teams played very well. Much more physical than the game we saw today. Didn't you think that game was more physical?
Absolutely.
Both teams, you know, just really taking the ball inside. Both teams also shooting well from outside. Just came down to a turnover here, a missed opportunity there. Could have went either way.
And getting back to Gavin Yoon's performance, the 29 points puts him in a position where he could potentially break a long-standing record tonight. Joel Scudder, once upon a time a great player for South Dearborn, scored 58 points in the 2011 tournament, including one 47-point game. But Gavin Yoon, with another 29-point performance, could tie that record. 30 points would give him the record here tonight. So that will definitely be a storyline in this game. The Tigers also have a chance to win their eighth Rivertown Classic, which would break a tie with South Dearborn. Both teams have won seven. But getting back to that Thursday night game, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about Kamar Chenault's impact on that Tigers win. 11 points, 13 rebounds, and a great defensive performance as well for the senior.
Yeah, you have a double-double in a very important game. You're an important player. You should be noted. We did notice him. I said this Thursday, I was struck by the improvement that he had made in 1 year. And I don't want to belabor the point, but last year he literally was like a bull in a china shop. Yeah. I mean, he worked hard, but he committed silly fouls. This year he was outstanding. Now, he blocked some shots. He didn't, and he altered some shots. Mm-hmm. I thought he just played a real good game. And those 11 points were when they really needed it. Those points came, of course, Gavin was knocking them down, but those 11 points came in the second half.
Yes.
And I was very impressed with his game.
Absolutely. So Lawrenceburg pulled off the narrow win against their main rival, South Dearborn, to get back to the Rivertown Classic Championship game before last year. Rising Sun was the champ last year, but Lawrenceburg had won the previous four tournaments thanks in large part to a great guard play by Curtis White, who's now at Ohio Wesleyan playing college ball. To kind of flip the script here and talk a little bit about Switzerland County, they came out of the gates a little slow on Thursday evening against Rising Sun, a big third quarter where they scored 18 points. It's kind of broke the game open, but it was Damian Breek, as it is a lot of nights when they win. If he's going good, they're tough to beat.
Well, he does so much for his team. He's their leading rebounder. I think he's the leading rebounder in the conference.
Yes, he is.
The RBC, if I'm not mistaken. He scores the most points, and he has the most assists. I haven't seen him take the water out to the team yet, but I wouldn't be a bit surprised. I mean, he does everything you want him to do. He's a really heads-up player, sees the floor so well. Like most good players, he doesn't push it. He just lets the game come to him.
Yes.
And he's just an excellent player.
Absolutely. Damian Breek had 17 points in that first-round contest. He's a big-time tournament player. Just last weekend at the Jefferson County Classic, he averaged 20 points per game over three games. They lost in the championship game of that tournament, so perhaps that experience will help out the Pacers here tonight. Some of the supporting cast for Damian Breek, Kobe Chase was very good on Thursday with 11 points. Zach Weaver, a guy that can do some things down on the block. And we like Landon Wilkes as well as a do-everything point guard.
Yeah, they got a fine all-around team. you know, everything, like I said, it runs through Breek, though. These other players against this Lawrenceburg team that can play some pretty good defense and is going to outsize them. Some of these other players have got to step forward. If they don't, it's not going to look pretty. You know, it's just not. But they're capable of doing it. You got a couple pretty good outside shooters. This Weaver, you know, he's a smart kid. You know, he looks like a football player. He doesn't look like a basketball player, but he's got good balance. And if you watch him, he just finds those ways to get open underneath and get easy buckets. And if you got a player, well, all of these guys for Switzerland County are pretty good passers. They'll find him, and, you know, he's going to have to get double figures tonight. If he don't get double figures, they don't win.
And let's highlight some of the individual matchups that we might see here tonight. And we mentioned Damian Breek and Gavin Yoon. They're the two big-time scorers for each team. Might see them guard each other at times. Might not be a full game type thing, but that is going to be a big determination in who wins this game, is which star plays better for these respective teams.
I want to tell you something. I told you this first game. If they both guard each other, I'd be shocked. Secondly, one of them will get in foul trouble. What I tell you about Cole?
Cole and Shackelford, yep.
Absolutely. And Cole got in foul trouble, yeah. Right? I don't think it's just a wise thing to do to me, because when you're playing defense on the best offensive player, you want your player that's like, you know, like crazy. He's like, I want this guy. You know what I mean? He's got a grit and bump and push, and if you don't get caught
in their head a little bit, if you can.
Bite him if you get, you know. I'm kidding, obviously, but I mean, you need that kid, and yeah, he's going to get in foul trouble, but I thought South Dibber did a pretty good job. They brought Tiki and Daly were kind of the same, and they bothered him. The problem is they didn't bother him enough. I mean, he scored 29 points, but much of that time was with a switch off or with somebody else guarding him.
Yeah, another matchup that we'll be keeping our eye on tonight is down on the block. We mentioned Zach Weaver and Kamar Chenault. Those two going head-to-head, they have different skill sets, but should be a good matchup, and you got to be wary of the foul trouble down there as well.
You're exactly right. That is a position also that might be a problem. The advantage, I think, we were talking about this overall, Lawrenceburg, I think, is deep. I think they can go eight deep and not lose a whole lot. Most teams around here, even the good ones, don't have that luxury.
Right.
And so foul trouble inside, you still got Bobo down there.
Ashton Craig, Braden York.
Craig, yeah, you got some other kids that can come in there and contribute pretty quickly.
Absolutely, and we'll dissect this matchup a little bit more as we roll on the Whitewater Motor Company in Milan pregame show. We're going to step aside for a break. When we come back, we may touch on our Hag Ford keys to the game and continue to preview this championship game at the 20th annual Rivertown Classic. You're hearing it live on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Joe Earhart, physician assistant with Dr. David Argo at Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Joe, what are some of the new non-surgical ways that you guys are using to treat patients?
A growing topic in orthopedics is something called regenerative medicine. You can think of it as the opposite of degeneration, such as a degenerative joint. Regenerative therapies use the body's own natural processes to rebuild the joint or damaged tissue.
So it's a huge advantage for the patient.
Absolutely. It doesn't require surgery. The patient can come in and go home the same day. To find out if you're a candidate, visit us at beaconortho.com.
If you are afraid of the big school, being lost in the shuffle, being a number, you're definitely not going to feel that at Ivy Tech. Every single one of the teachers know me by my first name. They went above and beyond to try to get to know me. I'm David, and I'm with Ivy. Learn more or enroll today at ivytech.edu/Lawrenceburg.
With 60 years of experience under our belt, we know a thing or two about the Ford F-Series. This knowledge has helped us become the number one volume Super Duty dealership in the tri-state for four straight years. We are your ultimate truck destination for a reason. Choose a Super Duty or world famous F-150 from Hag Ford in 2020. Hag Ford, we are the difference. Shop online at hagfordsales.com.
Over 50? Have you had chicken pox? If you answered yes to both of these questions, you may be eligible to receive a vaccine to prevent shingles. Ask our pharmacist about how to get your vaccine today. DeVille Pharmacies, Dillsboro, Lawrenceburg, and Rising Sun, your family's hometown pharmacy.
Your family's hometown pharmacy, DeVille Pharmacies. With a concentration in communication studies, I am now working for Ivy Tech in K-14. I work with high school students to get them college credit while they're still in high school. I'm Isabella, and I'm with Ivy Tech Community College. Learn more or enroll today at ivytech.edu/Lawrenceburg.
Trust your propane and heating oil needs to Ward Way Fuels. At Ward Way, we're dedicated to keeping you warm and comfortable all winter. With our automatic delivery service, you have the peace of mind knowing your propane or oil supply is safe and sufficient. Ward Way's low prices and fast, friendly service makes them your first choice for oil and propane. Family owned and operated since 1981, we're Ward Way Fuels, fueling your warmth and comfort all year long.
Our family has been digging deeper for ways to save money. Natalie's digging in the sofa.
A quarter? Cha-ching!
We even found a way we could cut our energy bill up to 80%.
Climate Master geothermal systems tap the constant temperature of the earth to provide heating, cooling, and hot water while keeping our home comfortable all year long. And Climate Master systems are so efficient, the investment quickly pays for itself.
They're also a cleaner choice for the environment.
Call Jeff at Gehring today at 812-934-6088 or visit GehringInc.com and leave the digging
to the professionals at Gehring.
Hey, it's Happy Jack. Hang out with me every weekday from 10 to 2 where the laughs and smiles are always free on Eagle Country 99.3.
This is the Whitewater Motor Company and Milan pregame show. Whitewater Motor Company, the most trusted name in the car business. We are about 6.5 minutes away from championship action here at the Rivertown Classic, the 8th and final game. Boys championship between Lawrenceburg and Switzerland County. And as mentioned, this was the first boys championship game all the way back in 2001. I remember it very fondly. I was in the gym that night as my older brother was a senior at Lawrenceburg and his team cut down the nets first. But it was Chris Biff Denning, that was the MVP for the Tigers during that 2001 tournament. And since then, the Tigers have won 7 of these things. They won 4 in a row between 2015 and 2018. And then the last time that Switzerland County has tasted victory here at the Rivertown Classic was in 2014 behind an MVP performance from Austin Clark. So all 4 teams that competed in this tournament have won it within the last 7 years. But Lawrenceburg's had a little bit of dominance here as of late, trying to get back on top. This is something that Coach Blackwell takes very seriously. And you can see it in the kids, too. When we watched them on Thursday night, they brought that intensity right from the get-go. They want to win this tournament.
I agree with you. I'm interested to see if they come. You know, I really thought South Dearborn was a little lethargic starting out. I didn't see that fire. I'm interested to see if Lawrenceburg has a little bit of a letdown coming out. It'd be easy to do. I'd say you're probably a major favorite in this game. Wouldn't you agree or not?
Based on how the two teams played on Thursday night, I would say Lawrenceburg's probably your favorite coming into the game. But if we turn our attention to Switzerland County, you got to expect them to come out with a little bit more fire than they did on Thursday night.
Well, part of the problem is playing Rising Sun. They are very methodical, you know, and they just don't get out of it. And it takes you a while. You could see South Dearborn, it took them a long time to get into that kind of flow of game. They didn't take the ball to the hole, I didn't think, the basket very well at all in the first half. The second half, they really did, and probably why they won the game, not because of the three-point shooting.
Well, let's go ahead and take a look at our Hagford keys to the game for this championship match, now about 4 minutes away from tip.
Rebounding is going to be at a premium for Switzerland County. They're going to be short at about every level. Freak is their best rebounder at about 6 foot. Somebody's going to have to step out and rebound. To me, that's the key for them. I don't like to be the master of obvious, but turnovers. You can't turn the ball over and over and over again. Everybody knows that, so I guess that would be one too. Take good shots. If you're Switzerland County, you got to take good shots. Be more methodical a little bit. You don't want to get in a running game with Lawrenceburg. No. They can bring too many bodies in. You'll get tired and you will lose. So I think that's the key if you're Switzerland County.
And what about the Tigers? What do they got to do tonight to win this matchup?
You know, get the ball in the hands of Gavin. Let him do his thing. He's a great passer. He's a great shooter. He's going to probably be 3 inches taller than whoever's guarding him. You know, this year you've told me he's posting up a lot more. He's the key, but he can't be the only one. I mean, everybody in here knows he's going to score 20, 25 points. Somebody else. But that's the thing. They have several players that can step up and do that. They can help.
Only had four scorers on Thursday night, though, so we will definitely keep our eye on seeing Lawrenceburg get multiple scorers. Those are your Hagford keys to the game. Hagford's been family-owned and operated for over 55 years. Stop by the dealership on US 50 in Greendale and get your keys to a brand new Ford today. Check out their inventory at HagfordSales.com. So we are under 3 minutes here on the clock as the teams continue to warm up. We're going to step aside one more time, but when we come back, we are going to have tip between Lawrenceburg and Switzerland County as they battle for the Rivertown Classic Championship. You're hearing it live on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
With 60 years of experience under our belt, we know a thing or two about the Ford F-Series. This knowledge has helped us become the number one volume Super Duty dealership in the tri-state for four straight years. We are your ultimate truck destination for a reason. Choose a Super Duty or world-famous F-150 from Hag Ford in 2020. Hag Ford, we are the difference. Shop online at HagFordSales.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Koo, a hand-to-shoulder specialist with Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Do you wake up at night because your hand is hurting? Does your hand go to sleep while driving, talking on the phone, or reading a book? If so, you may have carpal tunnel syndrome. If you have any of these symptoms, please come see me at our Lawrenceburg office. Call 513-354-3700 or check us out at beaconhand.com.
If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army.
Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe,
the Army is where all that can happen and so much more. The Army is a team of 1 million individuals working together
to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world.
And to win.
Ask yourself, what's your warrior?
And go to GoArmy.com to find out.
For more information, call 812-209-8208 or stop by the Lawrenceburg Army Recruiting Center at 211 Walnut Street.
Civista Bank offers checking accounts that match the way you live. Learn more at civista.bank. Member FDIC. Focused on you. Thank you for listening to your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3 WSCH, Aurora, Lawrenceburg, Harrison, Hidden Valley, and Hebron.
Welcome back to South Dearborn High School. It is night four of the Rivertown Classic, the eighth and final game. We've brought you all of them on your hometown radio station. We want to say congratulations to the Lawrenceburg Lady Tigers, who completed their four-peat last night, winning the championship game over Switzerland County. We also want to say congratulations to the cheerleaders who competed in the cheerleading competition in between the games here tonight. They will announce the winner of the cheerleading competition at halftime, and we'll be sure to pass that along. But we are getting set for the championship game here between Lawrenceburg and Switzerland County, and we're set for starting lineups here. Lawrenceburg will be the visiting team on the scoreboard in their black uniforms. They will start three guards in the backcourt tonight, a 6-foot sophomore, number 2, Garrett Yoon, a 6'1 senior, number 3, Gavin Yoon, and a 6-foot senior, number 5, Mitch McCool. In the front court for the Tigers, 6'4 senior, Kamar Chenault, number 22, and a 6'6 sophomore, number 33, Jackson Bobo. For the Switzerland County Pacers, which will be the designated home team in their white uniforms, a 3-guard set as well. A 5'10 senior, number 3, Landon Wilkes. A 5'10 senior, number 12, Patrick Stowe. And a 6-foot senior, number 20, Damian Breek. In the front court, a 6-foot senior, number 15, Kobe Chase. And a 6'1 senior, number 40, Zach Weaver. The head coaches of these two ball clubs, Coach John Blackwell for the Lawrenceburg Tigers and Adam Dennis for the Switzerland County Pacers. And speaking of Coach Blackwell, myself and Coach Blackwell have a little sports show every Monday evening, Chuck, called Crunch Time. Happens from 6 to 6:30, a new start time, and is presented by Geppers Liberty Tax in Lawrenceburg and Harrison. So tune in this Monday. We hope to have some of these Rivertown champions out to talk about their successes during this tournament. But we're always catching up on local high school, college, and pro sports, so it's worth a listen each and every Monday night from 6 to 6:30 on Eagle Country Country 99.3. So any final thoughts before we get to the tip here? I think we're going to have a good one.
Speaking of Coach Black, well, he's 6-1 versus the Pacers. So he's had a lot of success. He's probably feeling pretty comfortable tonight, I'm thinking.
Well, I know him and Coach Dennis are good friends, but Coach Dennis probably don't like him too much when they get in the gym, considering that record.
Nope, you have no friends during the game. Oh, you have friends, I don't mean that. But there was a couple guys I cut up with, you know, on the bench. But mostly it means so much to you as a coach. Quite frankly, many times it means a lot more to you than the players.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, it means a lot to the folks that are in the building tonight. We do have a great crowd here at South Dearborn High School. A lot of folks sticking around to see who the cheerleading winner is going to be. So we appreciate all four fan bases sticking around to watch this championship game as we are underway with the tip. Kamar Chenault beats Damian Breek, and the Tigers will have the opening possession moving left to right. McCool initiates offense to Garrett Yoon. He'll find big brother Gavin top of the key. He's guarded by Landon Wilkes. Chenault with it now. Cross-court pass to Garrett Yoon, guarded by Damian Breek. Couple dribbles, picks it up, finds Bobo in the corner. Good defense so far from Switzerland County. Chenault with it at the three-point line. Dumps it off to Garrett Yoon. Ball screen to his left. Hesitation dribble, kicks it out to Gavin Yoon. He looks for ball screen from Jackson Bobo. Thought about a three, passes it to Mitch McCool.
I got to get switched back. There's a big advantage.
Gavin Yoon gets the baseline. Fadeaway jumper, and he nails it.
Nice shot.
As we mentioned, he is on the record watch. He needs 30 points tonight, which is not a far fetch for Gavin Yoon to break the record of Joel Scudder. Switzerland County opening possession. Damian Breek finds Kobe Chase in the corner. He hit some threes the other night. Nothing there. Breek has it in the corner, guarded by Gavin Yoon. Kicks it out. Landon Wilkes looking for a ball screen from Zach Weaver. Garrett Yoon fights through it. Chenault got away with a reach. Weaver gets it on the block, puts it up, misses, and the rebound to Jackson Bobo. He outlets it to Mitch McCool, who looks to push. Nothing there. McCool will... A couple hesitation dribbles, and he passes it to Garrett Yoon. Cross court to older brother Gavin. Back to Mitch McCool, swinging around the perimeter. Garrett Yoon with it. 11 points on Thursday for Garrett. Gavin Yoon pulls up short 17, nails it. Two more points for the senior.
Wilkes having a hard time. Just you're going to face guard. You got to be physical.
Yep.
If you're not physical, it's not going to work.
You mentioned that height advantage, too. Gavin can shoot over most guys in the gym as Weaver gets into the paint and makes a nice left-handed shot.
That's what I was saying. He's got that way of just finding that little crease in there.
Jackson Bobo with it here on the near side. Dumps it down to Chenault, working on Weaver. One dribble, kicks it out to McCool. He finds Gavin Yoon on the block, and they got Wilkes on a reach-in.
Nice job at isolating Wilkes on Gavin down there at the baseline down there. That was a good foul. He could have taken to the basket.
Defensive matchup switch as Kobe Chase is now guarding Gavin Yoon, a little bit taller defender. McCool tries to get into the lane. I think Wilkes just picked up his second foul.
That is really hard. He's going to have to come out. And we haven't even played 3 minutes into this contest. And Wilkes is a valuable, averages about almost 8 points a game.
And so Ben Hicks is into the game. And we also have a correction on the starting lineup. That's Dallas Snyder starting, not Patrick Stowe, for the Pacers. Turnover by the Tigers as Hicks dribbles all the way down into the paint, picks up his dribble, finds a bounce pass to Weaver. Nice block by Bobo. The long arms of the 6'6 sophomore. Garrett Yoon looks to push. Finds McCool on the wing. Nothing there. Chenault top of the key. Swings to Bobo. He finds the baseline. Good bounce pass to McCool, who pump fakes, goes up, and is fouled by Ben Hicks. So Mitch McCool, who did not find the scoring column on Thursday night, got a chance to knock down a couple free throws.
Good ball movement. Not a lot of scoring, but there's a lot of action. Kind of odd.
And take Chenault off the free throw line there. Keep him away from any offensive fouls. Smart move by Coach Blackwell. Mitch McCool's first free throw. Up and good for the senior. first points of the tournament for Mitch. He was more of a distributor at the point guard position. Does a real nice job with his ball handling duties.
Just knows his role, doesn't he? I mean,
good defender, and that's a lost quality on a lot of folks.
Not always just scoring, is it?
That is correct. McCool knocks him down. So 6-2, Tigers lead it with 5:15 left in the first quarter. A little pressure here from the Tigers as Switzerland County beats it. Kobe Chase looked like he was going to have an open three. Picked up his dribble. Breek, he thought about a three. Gets it to Snyder, who gets around Bobo, but another block by the 6'6 sophomore. Garrett Yoon pushing, finds Chenault, and he traveled. Good call. What do you think of Bobo so far on the defensive end?
Pretty impressive. I mean, his hand way above the rim. We got a pretty good view of it on both blocks. He was above the rim, timed it just perfectly.
And doing a little bit better job blocking the shots without making any contact. He got into a little bit of foul trouble on Thursday night.
Well, I think they're trying to shoot, go away from contact. And if you are...
Weaver with a missed three. We saw him bank one in the first round. That one was long. Rebound to Bobo. Gavin Yoon sizing up. Kobe Chase gets the baseline. Looked like there was a lot of contact.
Boy, there was.
Chenault
something.
Gets the offensive rebound, kicks it out to McCool, who gets around Hicks. And we have another foul. Looks like Hicks pushed McCool.
Hicks has got another starter with two fouls, and we haven't played half the first quarter yet. This is looking bleak right now for Switzerland County.
Yeah, two guards that have already picked up fouls.
What I was about to say, when you attack, he leaves his feet. You got to go into him, draw the foul. You can't try to avoid it.
Bobo's got an open three off the Gavin Yoon pass. Nothing there. Chenault rises up over Weaver, and they actually Here's what I saw here, Chuck. We got some fans that are...
You're right. I know what you're going to say.
That are wanting over the back. And that might have been a good call, but they got Weaver for grabbing Chenault's arm, even though Chenault was going up over the back of him.
Well, and he was backing into him. You can box out, but he was actually backing into him when he was in the air, which you can't do.
So baseline out of bounds for the Tigers. Garrett Yoon, bad pass into Chenault, who comes up a little gimpy. Another turnover for the Tigers. Here's Damian Breek looking to get going. Weaver on a curl cut. Got Chenault up in the air. Stowe uses his size over Garrett Yoon, but can't get it to fall. Rebound to Mitch McCool. Gavin Yoon in transition. 6-2. Tigers lead. Under four left here in the first quarter. Ball screen. Bobo receives it at the top of the key. Gavin Yoon gets to the free throw line and rises up. Misses that one. And Bobo comes in with an over-the-back foul. And the Switzerland County fans love that call.
Yeah, and they got a good view of it, too. They're like, what, 50 feet away, 50 yards? A
couple of super sophomores checking in for Lawrenceburg, Daya Patel and Ashton Craig. Big-time stars for the Tigers football program as well, which these two teams were supposed to meet on opening night. But that game got pushed back due to the success of the Lawrenceburg Tigers football team making it to the regional championship. Daya Patel almost picks the pocket of Kobe Chase. Chase able to regather. Breek has it. High post. Moves into the paint. Rises up over Yoon and makes the shot. Nice job, Damian Breek.
And that's a great shot because that was good defense by Gavin. You're right. He shot it just right in his face.
Bobo drives. Kicks to Patel in the corner. He kicks it back out. Garrett Yoon. Quick three from Garrett. He misses. Rebound to Switzerland County. Kobe Chase finds Snyder in the corner. Nothing there. Back out to Chase. He drives in into the body of Ashton Craig, who blocked the shot but was called for the body foul. So it does appear Kobe Chase will go to the line to shoot two free throws.
Tiger foul on row 34, Ashton Craig. His first, team second at the free throw line for Switzerland County, number 15, Kobe Chase.
Kobe Chase on the year, 75% free throw shooter. 11 points in the opening round. Makes the first. Now a 6-5 Tigers lead with 3:02 left in the first quarter. Second free throw up and good for Kobe Chase. So tie ball game. As Breek is going to pick up Gavin Yoon full court and mirror him down the court. Probably a good idea to put multiple bodies on Gavin Yoon throughout this game. Trying to disrupt him as much as possible as he comes to the top of the key. Receives a pass from Craig. Swings it to Bobo. Bobo looking for Craig down low. He's got a big body. Loses the ball. And then
Craig's going to pick up his second foul. I'm guessing he plays football.
Craig is an exceptional football player on the offense and defensive line for Coach Ryan Kaniga's Tigers. I think he's going to be a good basketball player as well.
Well, you can tell he's an athlete.
Yeah, just a sophomore, so trying to find his niche on the basketball floor as Switzerland County got a chance to take the lead here. 2:35 left in the first quarter, 6-6. A little bit of a slow-moving first quarter as Chase nearly loses the ball. Gets it to Snyder. Hainer hands it back off to Chase. Thought about a deep three. Kicks it to Stowe. He finds Snyder along the baseline working against Bobo. Nice pass to the cutting Breek.
Boy, that was really nice. Great pass.
And Switzerland County has its first lead at 8-6. Marshawn Ault with it. Gets it to Gavin Yoon, top of the key. Working against Breek. He'll throw it to younger brother Garrett Yoon. Back to Gavin, top of the key. Three-point shot over Breek. Looked
partially
like Breek might have got a piece of that ball. And Patrick Stowe fell down, so turned over the ball. How many turnovers you got there for Switzerland County?
I got only two.
Two? We're on the same page here.
And I got two for Lawrenceburg, too. Is that what you have? I think that's right.
I got a couple more for Lawrenceburg.
You do? You got four?
Four.
Oh.
Yep. Patel with the baseline out of bounds just gets it into McCool. 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Switzerland County with the 8-6 lead. Chenault with it on the wing. Gets it to Dia Patel, top of the key. He blows by Snyder. McCool's going to get an open three from the wing, and he buries it. Nothing but net. Mitch McCool. 9-8 Tigers. Weaver with it. Far corner. Working against Chenault. Couple left-hand dribbles into the paint. Picks it up. Looking for the back cut. Nothing there. Breek has it. Disregards the ball screen. Now uses it. Nothing there. Hands it off to Chase. Gets into the paint. Rises up over Patel. Misses. And the rebound to Bobo. He's played well on the defensive end so far. Gavin Yoon in transition. Finds Bobo, who's going to get the baseline. Puts it up and in through the contact. No call. But Bobo gets the two. Nice little dish there from Gavin Yoon.
Good pass. And good job.
One of those bounce passes we were looking for. Breek finds Weaver, top of the key. 1 minute left in the first quarter. Looking for that back cut. Weaver, left-hand dribble against Chenault. Pump fake. Turn around. Bobo came over to contest that shot. And the rebound goes to the Tigers. Mitch McCool advances it across the timeline. Snyder gambled. And he gets back and blocks the Dia Patel jump shot. So nice job by Snyder. Switzerland County advances the ball quickly to Chase. Mitch McCool does a good job getting in front of him. Pass to the top of the key to Patrick Stowe. He's got Bobo on him, who's already got a couple of blocks, a couple of altered shots, a couple of rebounds as well. 20 seconds left. Snyder, Patel, knocks it into the backcourt. Snyder regathers. Dribbling here, near side. Patel really working hard on him. Now Breek has it with 10 seconds against Gavin Yoon. Dribbles to his left. Chenault there to help. Step back three in the corner. Boom!
Nice job. Golly, that's a great shot.
Gavin Yoon, it's good if it goes. And he misses it from half court. What a first quarter that was. 11-11. Tigers and Pacers battling for the Rivertown Classic Championship on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
I was involved in the ASAP program at Ivy Tech Community College. I received my associate's degree in 11 months. With the ASAP program, there are three concentrations, communication, business, or psychology. I'm Isabella, and I'm with Ivy Tech Community College. Learn more or enroll today at ivytech.edu/Lawrenceburg.
Hey, sports ball fans, this is Lori with Eagle Country 99.3, and my friend Gary Trable is a proud sponsor of this sportscast and your athlete. Stop and see Gary at Herlinger Chevrolet the next time you're shopping for a new vehicle, and be the star of your game with a warranty forever from Gary at Herlinger Chevrolet.
Hey, it's Happy Jack, bridging the gap between Bubba Bo and Double T every weekday from 10 till 2 on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
Welcome back to the Rivertown Classic at South Dearborn High School. This championship game off to a great start. Switzerland County Lawrenceburg tied up 11-all at the end of the first quarter thanks to a step-back three from Damian Breek. And the Pacers are going to get the ball to start the second quarter.
Pacer ball.
Good action there in the first, Chuck.
Yeah, you're absolutely. But didn't you feel that Lawrenceburg just simply outplayed them, and yet it's tied? I mean, it just looks like
a couple big shots here, a couple big shots there, and Switzerland County's got themselves right back in the game. Stowe with it. Far corner, drives, short 17. Stowe kept his dribble alive. Snyder tries to get to the baseline. McCool cuts him off. Andrew Rennekamp in the game, guarding Patrick Stowe. Rennekamp gave the Tigers some good minutes on Thursday night. Snyder hands it off to Breek. Thought about a deep three. He kicks it to Chase. Patel reaches in on him and picks up a cheapie.
Not exactly what you want to do. They were playing great defense, and then when you do that, it just kind of, oh, man, really? You know?
Now you have to basically start this possession over. They already guarded for 30 seconds, and you might have to guard for another 30 seconds. Weaver with it. On the wing, guarded by Braden York, who just checked into the game. Snyder with it now, top of the key. Mitch McCool fights through the ball screen. Good defense by Mitch. Hand off to Breek. Good hedge by Rennekamp. Gavin Yoon fell down, giving Breek an open three. He misses it. Daya Patel rises up over everybody to get that rebound. Good athletic move by Daya Patel. Rennekamp with it now, far corner. He'll get it to Mitch McCool. Flash into the middle of the paint for Gavin Yoon. He's going to pull up mid-range jumper, rolls around the rim, and gets it to go for his sixth point. And another Tiger lead, 13-11 on the Gavin Yoon two-pointer. Kobe Chase with it, tries to get the baseline around Patel, and he does. York was a little slow on the rotation. So Chase, his first field goal, fourth point of the game. 13-all, Gavin Yoon swings it, top of the key to Patel, and then to Mitch McCool. Braden York with it, three-point line. Now Gavin Yoon. He's going to rise up, shoot the three. He's short. Mitch McCool gets the offensive rebound. Swings it out to Patel, who drives to the basket, rises up, and puts it up and in. Good athletic move by Daya Patel.
Good move, good rebound.
Mitch McCool has had a great first half here, doing all the little things for the Tigers. Weaver guarded by York in the corner. He'll dribble back out to the wing, skips it to Dallas Snyder. Dakota Roth set to check in for the Tigers. He did not play on Thursday. Snyder with it, far corner. He finds Stowe, who gets around Rennekamp. Good bounce pass to Chase. He rises up over York and misses it.
Good shot. Just good. They got the ball where they wanted. They just didn't get it done.
Patel got the rebound. And now the Tigers look to increase their lead as Yoon gets the baseline. A little
nice
floater.
Floater.
8 points for Gavin Yoon, and now a 17-13 lead for the Tigers, 5:15 left in the second quarter.
It's early in the game, but this is an important possession for the Switzerland County.
What would you like to see Switzerland County do more of on the offensive end? Not that. Turnover, and Andrew Rennekamp gets a run out. He gets it to York. Weaver flopped a little bit, and York is able to put it up and in.
That was a bad decision by Weaver.
So 19-13, so obviously you don't want to see Switzerland County turn the ball over, but what could they be doing better?
Well, just keep running their offense. I think Greek's got to have the ball more, too.
Chase gets the baseline, puts it up and in over
Chase
Braden York.
Great.
Nice
Chase
finish.
Chase is playing great.
So Kobe Chase going to the line for a chance to get the old-fashioned three-point play. He's already got 6 points on the night, and here's a wholesale change for John Blackwell as he brings in Garrett Yoon, Kamar Chenault, and Dakota Roth. As I mentioned, Roth was out with an undisclosed, illness or injury, whatever it was, on Thursday. But back in the lineup tonight as Chase misses the free throw. Rebound to the Tigers, and Roth will bring it across the timeline for the Tigers. Dumps it in to Yoon, who was bumped by Chase. So after a good play on the offensive end, a little bit of a silly foul from Kobe Chase.
Yeah, and a nice job by Gavin. He felt the pressure from behind him, and he took that step into him to make sure that the official saw that was a foul.
Stack set out of the baseline, out of bounds. Get it into Roth, and he'll get it back top of the key to Garrett Yoon. Cool receives the ball on the wing, dumps it to Kamar Chenault in the corner. Weaver lays off him. Garrett Yoon gets an open three. He misses. Rebound to Dallas Snyder. 19-15, Tigers lead. 4:09 left in the second quarter. Breek finds Chase far wing. He dribbles into the lane, rises up over Roth, and hits it off the back iron. A miss. Rebound, Kamar Chenault. Yoon pushes. Crossover dribble. Finds Roth on the wing. Open three. Missed it. Snyder, good box out of McCool. Gets the rebound. Finds Stowe in transition. Thought about a three. They swing it around to Breek. He's guarded by Gavin Yoon. Great matchup there. Two of the better players in this tournament.
Oh, nice pass.
Off the pick and roll.
Man,
Breek,
what a pass.
No-look pass to Weaver for an easy two.
Wow, that was impressive.
Tigers get the ball up the court quickly. Both Yoons thought about out of three. Disregarded it. Now Yoon has it. Posting up Snyder. Kicks it out to Chenault. Nobody's guarding him at the three-point line. Roth, crossover dribble, nothing there. Hands it off to Gavin Yoon. Now to Mitch McCool in the corner, who drops a bounce pass to Chenault.
Great pass there. We saw an excellent passing.
Anything you can do, I can do better, says Mitch McCool. And Coach Blackwell is going to take a timeout. We'll wait to see if that is a full or a 30-second. And it does look like a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. Timeouts presented by Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Doctors David Argo, Robert Rolfe, Jaideep Chanduri, Sam Koo, and Matt Johansson can meet your injury needs with same-day appointment, on-site X-ray, MRI, and convenient evening and weekend hours in Lawrenceburg, Batesville, and Green Township. Visit beaconortho.com. So we got 3:05 left here in the first half, Chuck. 21-17, Tigers lead. We thought Lawrenceburg was the favorite coming into this game, but Switzerland County hanging in there right with them.
Switzerland County doing a real good job of handling the ball, taking care of it. They don't always, you sit on the edge of your seat because it looks like they're going to turn over. They're going to turn over, but they haven't yet anyway. But they're playing at a pace I think that Switzerland County wants to play at.
And they have contained Gavin Yoon to this point for 8 points. It's hard to completely stop him. As Switzerland County does get the ball across the timeline, Wilkes back in there with the two fouls, drives the baseline, finds Breek in the corner, but Gavin Yoon's right there, and there was nearly almost a bad turnover. But last touch by Garrett Yoon.
Yeah, they got themselves in there where they were passing to each other from about 3 feet away. That's never a good thing.
Wilkes, the trigger man, finds Breek in the near corner. He'll pull it back out to Stowe, who gets it to Wilkes, top of the key. Couple dribbles, picks it up. Stowe tries to get the baseline on Bobo, and Bobo plays good defense again, and Stowe steps on the baseline.
Fourth turnover. Just as I was saying, they take care of the ball. It never fails.
Jackson Bobo putting himself in a position to be a player who fueled their team, presented by Wardway Fuels. We'll announce those recipients at the end of the game. Garrett Yoon. Bad pass, knocked away, and Snyder comes up with it for Switzerland County. Another turnover for the Tigers.
Got five for them.
Wilkes crossover dribble. Gets it to Breek, who pulls up from the free throw line, and that's good. Can't give him that shot.
2-point game.
2:05 left in the half. Tigers leading it 21-19. McCool dribbling, top of the key to Bobo. Swings it to Garrett Yoon. Martian Altcombe sets the ball screen. Breek does a good job getting through it. Dallas Snyder now, the guy that is guarding Gavin Yoon, face guarding him. Tigers need to find a touch for Gavin Yoon.
They got him right there.
Dumps it into the post. Gavin hits Mitch McCool, top of the key. He's already hit 1-3, misses that one. Rebound to Patrick Stowe.
Good pass. But I think Gavin's got to make that shot. I think he's got to go one-on-one with that.
Ball screen situation for Switzerland County. Snyder had an open look at it, disregarded the shot. Wilkes with it, top of the key. Now Snyder with it here on the near wing. Finds a cutting Weaver working against Chenault. Pump fake, nothing there, and Mitch McCool comes up with a steal. Tigers got some numbers. He finds Garrett Yoon in transition, wide open three, and he got it to roll around the rim, and it goes in. 3-point shot by Garrett, and again, Kamar Chenault a little bit hobbled.
A costly turnover by Weaver down here. Kind of an unforced turnover. Got himself in a jam.
It's like Jackson Bobo is going to sit down. Kamar Chenault is going to be the one to sit down. It's, again, hobbled a little bit.
Has he got a bad knee?
He wears a brace on his knee. Had an ACL injury about a year and a half ago. Last year wasn't fully healthy for the Tigers. So I think maybe he just banged knees with somebody. We'll continue to keep our eye on that. Switzerland County with the ball. Break off the curl cut. Nothing there. Kicks it out to Snyder. Not really a threat to shoot it from the three-point line. Swings it far side to Brick, who dumps it down to Weaver. And,
they've turned it over twice down the floor.
Yep, dumped it into the first row.
They need it. So he's limping now.
Yep, Chenault gets a quick breather and back into the game for Andrew Rennekamp. 40 seconds left in the first half. Tigers leading it 24-19. Mitch McCool will bring the ball up the floor for the Tigers. Little box set. Garrett Yoon to Chenault, top of the key. One shot from Coach Blackwell. McCool dribbles it back near midcourt. Guarded by Kobe Chase, under 20 seconds left. You got to think they're going to try to get the ball into the hands of Gavin Yoon. And there it is. He's guarded by Dallas Snyder. Bounce pass to Bobo, top of the key.
They're going to get it in.
Dumps it down low. He rises up on the baseline. Fadeaway shot. Chenault momentarily had the rebound.
Jeez.
Weaver launches one from half court and nowhere near the rim. So Larchburg will take a 24-19 lead into the locker room. We got a good one here. Rivertown Classic Championship. We'll be back with the Whitewater Motor Company and Milan Halftime Show. This high school basketball on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Your family's home.
If you can't come to our door, we'll come to yours. We offer delivery service of your prescriptions along with other products to the local area. We accept most major credit cards to make delivery transactions easy and safe. It is important to us to provide the best overall service in town. DeVille Pharmacy is your family's hometown pharmacy with three locations to serve you in Dillsboro, Lawrenceburg, and Rising Sun.
We're here with Joe Earhart, physician assistant with Dr. David Argo at Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Joe, what are some of the new non-surgical ways that you guys are using to treat patients?
A growing topic in orthopedics is something called regenerative medicine. You can think of it as the opposite of degeneration, such as a degenerative joint. Regenerative therapies use the body's own natural processes to rebuild the joint or damaged tissue.
So it's a huge advantage for the patient.
Absolutely. It doesn't require surgery. The patient can come in and go home the same day. To find out if you're a candidate, visit us at BeaconOrtho.com.
Hey, sportsball fans, this is Lori with Eagle Country 99.3, and my friend Gary Trable is a proud sponsor of this sportscast and your athlete. Stop and see Gary at Herlinger Chevrolet the next time you're shopping for a new vehicle, and be the star of your game with a warranty forever from Gary at Herlinger Chevrolet.
With 60 years of experience under our belts, we know a thing or two about the Ford F-Series. This knowledge has helped us become the number one volume Super Duty dealership in the tri-state for four straight years. We are your ultimate truck destination for a reason. Choose a Super Duty or world-famous F-150 from Hag Ford in 2020. Hag Ford, we are the difference. Shop online at hagfordsales.com.
Ivy Tech appealed to me because of the low cost and the individual learning environment. And I've received so much support there. The teachers show a lot of faith in the students. I'm Elizabeth, and I'm with Ivy. Learn more at ivytech.edu/Lawrenceburg.
Are you looking for a place for your business to call home? Lawrenceburg is open for business. Would you like your business to thrive in a unique community that's growing? Lawrenceburg is open for business. Do you want your business to be part of a proud, historic community that has its eyes on the future? Lawrenceburg is open for business. Lawrenceburg, Indiana. Year-round events, convenient location, great community. Lawrenceburg is open for business. Lawrenceburg-in.com.
Hey, it's Happy Jack bridging the gap between Bubba Bo and Double T every weekday from 10 till 2 on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
Now, welcome back to South Dearborn High School as you hear the, some boo birds. You also hear some cheering because they just announced the cheerleading champion here at the Rivertown Classic. And it went to South Dearborn High School. First place this year, followed by Lawrenceburg, Switzerland County, in third place, Rising Sun in fourth. So That's always fun to see who the cheerleading competition winner is going to be, right, Chuck?
We were talking about this earlier, okay? They get a group from, I don't know, Indiana or cheerleaders or some experts anyway. And they announce it, and it doesn't matter. Whoever wins it, people boo. Mm-hmm. How many of these people can actually judge a cheerleading contest? How do they know?
I'd say the three people that were qualified to judge it were the ones that judged it. So I think they probably got it right. So congratulations to South Dearborn. It's a cheerleading squad as they take home the championship trophy for the cheerleading competition, which always draws the ire of the fans here at the Rivertown Classic. It's the Whitewater Motor Company and Milan halftime show. Whitewater Motor Company, the most trusted name in the car business, at halftime of this championship game at the boys' tournament in Lawrenceburg, leading Switzerland County 24-19. What'd you think of that first half?
Hey, I'm impressed with Coach Dennis and the Switzerland County Pacers. I really didn't think that it would be this close. If you think about it, too, they had, two or three starters that did not, two for sure, that didn't play a whole quarter at least, all right? They didn't, and they turned the ball over the last three times they had it. It's a five-point game.
Yep.
Now, aesthetically, just looking at it, if you were just looking at the game, not keeping a score, you would think Lawrenceburg would be ahead by 10. But here again, like the first game, you're seeing a real gritty kind of effort by the Pacers.
Yep, Switzerland County trying to grind this game out and perhaps win their first Rivertown Classic since 2014. Let's take a check of the Agford keys to the game as we get some updates from the Ripley County Tournament. Batesville leading Milan 17-15 in the championship game out there after one quarter. A couple good teams playing there.
Thanks to Rob Moorhead for shooting that. I got to shoot this score back over to him. We had a deal on that.
Well,
we said that Weaver had to score some points. Now, he's only scored 4 points, but I think he needs to get to double figures to win. Only up 10. If they do that and they play like this, they may win this game. They very well may win this. The other thing we said, they have controlled the pace of this game. They've made it a slower kind of, how do you want to describe this?
I say like a grinded out type
game. We saw that the first. If you want to see run and gun and shooting threes, and this ain't for you. Not tonight. Nah, I'm telling you.
Well, that I do like to see that. So maybe we'll see.
Well, that's because you used to do it.
More transition in the second half. How about the Tigers? What'd you think of their play in terms of Hagford keys to the game?
They're doing what they need to do. The thing about Lawrenceburg that I think, you want to play an up-tempo game, they can play it. You want to play like this, they can play it too. One of the big advantages, we mentioned it before, is their subs. How many times did Coach Blackwell have different combinations, different paper? You did. Now, Switzerland County because they wanted to. They had to. So that, in the long run, might help them because you play a game like this, if you're in the game the whole time, if you don't get much rest, by the fourth quarter, middle of the fourth quarter, even the latter part of the third quarter, you get tired. I don't care.
And it is the second game in as many days, too, so that gets tough on you as well. So those are the Hagford keys to the game. Check out their inventory at hagfordsales.com. A quick look at the Ivy Tech Community College stats report.
Clear the floor.
And for the Lawrenceburg Tigers, led in scoring by Gavin Yoon with 8 points. Mitch McCool with 5, and then Garrett Yoon with 3, and a bunch of guys with 2 points. Braden York, Kamar Chenault, Dia Patel, and Jackson Bobo all with 2 points for Switzerland County. They're led by Damian Greek with 9 points, Kobe Chase with 6, and Zach Weaver with 4. That's your Ivy Tech Community College stats report. Do the math and see why Ivy Tech makes financial sense for pursuing your degree. Campuses are conveniently located in Lawrenceburg and Batesville. Learn more at ivytech.edu. A couple of players that are standing out that have been fueling their team in the first half. Jackson Bobo for the Tigers, doing a great job on the defensive end.
Early on, he was outstanding.
Blocking shots.
Yeah,
rebounds. doing a great job on that end. And then for the Switzerland County Pacers, I got to mention Kobe Chase as an early candidate for that. Played a nice first half with 6 points and guarded Gavin Yoon for a portion of that first half as well. So we will name those players at the end of the game. The players that fueled their team, presented by Wardway Fuels, your local propane and home heating oil provider with fast delivery to your business or home. Visit Wardway.com.
As we talk in the first game, and it turned out to be correct, your offensive players seem to come to play that second half. I look for Gavin to put up some pretty good numbers here in the second half. I thought there was a couple times that he was on the baseline that he should have taken it and make it happen. He is that good a player. And when you're down there and you got a 3 or 4 inch height advantage and a quickness advantage, I think you go to the basket. And he chose not to because he's so unselfish. Coach Michael will probably say, I love your unselfishness, but let's be a little bit selfish.
Yep, and Coach Dennis is probably saying the same thing to Damian Breek, and we are going to get back to second half action after a brief break. It's a Rivertown Classic Championship game from South Dearborn High School on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army.
Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe,
the Army is where all that can happen and so much more. The Army is a team of 1 million individuals working together
to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world.
And to win.
Ask yourself, what's your warrior?
And go to GoArmy.com to find out.
For more information, call 812-209-8208 or stop by the Lawrenceburg Army Recruiting Center at 211 Walnut Street. Hey, it's Double T Travis there. I have all the news, sports, and traffic you need to wrap up your day on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
Welcome back to South Dearborn High School, getting set for second half action of our boys' Rivertown Classic Championship game.
Right.
Lawrenceburg leading Switzerland County 24-19. As we mentioned, 20 years ago, this was the matchup in the Rivertown Classic's original championship, which was won by the Tigers. What are you pointing out there, Chuck?
I'm just looking at Chenault. Boy, he is really moving gingerly on that knee. I mean, he didn't walk like that the other night when he was playing Thursday night.
Jackson Bobo with it on the left wing. He'll get it to Garrett Yoon. Top of the key as the Tigers get the opening possession of the second half. Gavin Yoon against Kobe Chase. He's trying to keep him away from that left hand. Nicely done. Swing it around to Mitch McCool. Ball screen from Chenault. They get him slipping to the basket. Yoon coming on the
boy, they converged on him.
Yeah,
there.
They had two or three guys there. Really good defense from Switzerland County. Yoon swings it to Chenault, but they don't guard him at the three-point line. Nice pass from McCool to Bobo, who misses the left-handed layup. Chenault nearly brought in the rebound. It was knocked out of bounds by Landon Wilkes, so Tigers will keep possession here.
That's one the Tigers should have had, I think.
7:22 on the clock here in the third quarter, 24-19 Tigers lead. They just throw it into Bobo, who swings it to Chenault. Now to McCool in the corner. Back to Chenault. Here comes Bobo, top of the key. He'll hand it off to Gavin Yoon. Right-hand dribble. Contested two-point shot, but he was hit by Dallas Snyder.
Snyder is saying he didn't touch him. You know, if I was in a court of law and I looked at that face, he looked sincere. I might give him not guilty.
Gavin Yoon to the free throw line. Makes the first for his ninth point of the contest.
Well, what nickname we going to give him? What did we say?
No, he's smooth.
Smooth. Call him smooth.
We talked about Silk.
Silk, yeah.
As he makes both free throws there. 10 points now for Gavin Yoon. And a 7-point lead on the board for the Tigers, 26-19. 7 minutes less left in the third quarter. Breek initiates the offense right to Landon Wilkes. Chase coming top of the key. They'll swing it to the left to Breek. He gets to the free throw line, rises up over Yoon, misses. Garrett Yoon with the rebound, and he pushes ahead. He was looking for Bobo, but Breek was able to intercept that pass. Yoon doesn't throw many interceptions on the football field, but he threw one there. Switzerland County, another possession here. Kobe Chase finds Breek in the corner. looking to maybe dump it down to Weaver. They get it to him working against Chenault. Picks up his dribble, but steps through, puts it up
with the left hand.
In. Really nicely done from Zach Weaver. Drawing a foul on Kamar Chenault as well.
Chenault just not moving as well on that knee.
And you got Ashton Craig sitting on the bench, two fouls. Braden York played a few minutes in the opening quarter. They might have to play some more minutes in the second half as Weaver misses the free throw. Just the fourth free throw attempt for Switzerland County on the night, 2 for 4. Yoon finds Bobo, far wing. McCool's open in the corner. Takes a three over Wilkes and nails it, his second three of the night. McCool's really stepping up in the championship game with 8 points. Weaver kicks it to Wilkes, top of the key. Wilkes uses a ball screen from Weaver. He's open under the basket on the roll. Bobo came over to contest, but he was a little late. Weaver puts it in again. 29-23, Tigers lead, 5:50 in the third.
8 points for Weaver.
Getting closer to that double-figure mark that you said was a key to the game.
That's one of them. He's...
Garrett Yoon, open three. Rattles in and out.
Over his
Bobo
back.
Goes over the back.
Is that three on Bobo or am I mistaken? I may have put...
I only had him for two unless I missed one.
I think it's 2-2. I think I gave one to... I gave him one when I missed it.
Garrett Yoon's going to set down, making way for his classmate, Daya Patel, another super sophomore. Garrett Yoon off to a slow start here tonight, just 3 points. Having trouble finding his shot. Switzerland County on the offensive end, down six. Kobe Chase dribbles top of the key, swings it left to Landon Wilkes. Back to Chase, top of the key. Dumps it into Weaver. He's going to go to that left hand again, puts it up off the backboard, misses this time. Mitch McCool rises up for the rebound. McCool finds Bobo in transition on the wing.
No.
Dumps it into Chenault. Does nothing with it. Now Gavin Yoon, top of the key. Finds Mitch McCool on the wing. Nothing there. Daya Patel swings it to Chenault. He thinks about the long two-range jumper. Patel gets an open three from top of the key. He misses. Damian Breek with the rebound. And he looks ahead. Tough pass to Chase, and Patel does a good job of breaking it up. So a little bit of luck there for Switzerland County to not turn it over.
Yeah.
Again, 29-23, 4:45 left in the third. Wilkes inbounds to Breek in the corner. He dumps it down to Weaver. They're trying to exploit this matchup. Nice drop step using his body weight to get into Chenault, but Chenault does a good job of challenging the shot.
And without fouling, that's the key.
Breek nearly comes away with a steal. Knocks the ball out of bounds. Tigers will retain possession. Mitch McCool will inbound in front of what would be the Rising Sun cheering section. Most of those folks have cleared out. Gavin Yoon, ball screen from Chenault. Weaver does a good job of jumping that. He finds Bobo in the corner.
Good coaching. He knew exactly what he was going to do.
Daya Patel, crossover dribble on Wilkes, and he reached in. That'll be his third foul.
That's a bad foul. You're out there, nobody else around, and you put that, even if you don't touch him, it looks like a foul.
It's just the second team foul for Switzerland County. Lawrenceburg's going to go back to this stack set. Usually call that 33, looking for something towards the rim. Bobo gets a mid-range jumper and knocks it down from the baseline.
That's a nice shot.
Say, he's got a lot of potential, still growing into himself as a sophomore, but Bobo playing a much better game tonight than he did Thursday. Chase to Wilkes, top of the key. Quick trigger for Wilkes. He misses it left.
I'm not sure that that's what they want. Maybe it is.
Mitch McCool with the rebound. Bobo was open momentarily in transition. Al Patel swings it to his left to Gavin Yoon. To McCool. Gets the baseline. Finds Patel on the wing. He swings it to Chenault. He really wants to shoot it, but I don't think he's allowed to shoot threes. And another reach-in foul.
I got Brick for his first foul, I believe.
Yep.
He plays so hard, he doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't make many mistakes.
So when Chenault catches the ball on the three-point line, there's no one in the same zip code.
No. That's good coaching. They know that he's not that outside shooter, and Weaver can save his strength and use his size inside to clog that middle up.
Chenault's going to get a break. He's got to get it in. He finds Braden York, who goes to his left hand and is a little too strong. Wilkes gets the rebound. He looks to push. Finds Stowe in transition. He's working against Bobo. Kicks it out to Breek. Deep three. Missed it. And a rebound from Daya Patel. The Lawrenceburg guards doing a great job of rebounding in this game. Patel, crossover dribble on Chase. Finds Garrett Yoon.
They need a timeout.
Comes back into the game and hits a big three to extend the lead to 11 points. 34-23, Tigers lead. Chase. He was going for the baseline, but Coach Adam Dennis takes a timeout. And that is going to be a full timeout. So we will step aside momentarily and be back with the rest of the 3:12 left in the third quarter. Tigers lead 34-23. Rivertown Classic on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
At Ivy Tech Community College, we're all a family because it's such a small classroom size and you get really close to both your teachers and your classmates. I'm Isabella and I'm with Ivy Tech Community College. Learn more or enroll today at ivytech.edu/Lawrenceburg.
Hello, Dearborn County. Flu season is upon us, and now is the time to receive your annual flu vaccine from the Dearborn County Health Department. Each season brings a new and different strain. If you were vaccinated earlier in the year, it's imperative that you receive your vaccine again to prevent you from getting the flu this season. Please call the DCHD to learn more or schedule an appointment, as many services are provided off-site. The DCHD strives to get you in swiftly and offers many options to meet your needs. Call 537-8843.
Get vaccinated! Dearborn County.
Hey, it's Double T Travis there. I have all the news, sports, and traffic you need to wrap up your day on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
They didn't call a foul, did they?
Third quarter action here. Lawrenceburg leading 34-23 over Switzerland County. Switzerland County turning it over on that first possession out of the timeout, and Jackson Bobo was getting ready to attempt a dunk. But Damian Breek was able to run down the court and prevent that from happening, knocking the ball out of bounds. So Tigers have the ball. 3:06 left here in the third. 11-point lead for the Tigers. Tigers looking to reclaim glory here at the Rivertown Classic. They had won four in a row before Rising Sun dethroned them last year. Gavin Yoon against Damian Breek on the baseline. Breek pokes
Breek
it away.
Breek is so quick.
He's a competitor as well, taking that matchup very personally. Bobo working against Stowe. He gets in the lane and flicks
nice
it up.
Nice drive
right
by the big man. Nobody stops you. Now, if you're in the middle of that lane, you've got to come out. Weaver's got to stop that drive. You can't let him shoot a layup.
Bobo showing some flashes of brilliance in this game as Breek is on the ball screen. Wilkes, nice pump fake. Finds Chase in the corner. They need that three, and he nails it.
Boy, that was big.
Big three for Kobe Chase.
10 points.
Just the seventh point of the quarter for Switzerland County. Lawrenceburg still has a 10-point lead. Garrett Yoon swings to Braden York. They dump it into Bobo. Back to York. Finds Patel, top of the key. He's going to shoot a three, and he nailed it. A little bit too much room for Daya Patel.
Nice shot. Takes it back up to 13.
That's a killer if you're Switzerland County. And
wow.
There.
How is that
ball.
Not a foul?
Chase on the back door gets into York, misses it.
In and out.
That was halfway down. York gets the rebound. Yoon looks to push.
Pushing off.
Finds Bobo in the corner.
He
gets the baseline. A lot of contact there. Ball hits the baseline, and it's out of bounds. Going to stay with Lawrenceburg. Bobo. Checks out, and Gavin Yoon checks out. You don't see that happen very often.
Give him a little breather there. He's been hawked pretty good by...
And if Joel Scudder is out there listening somewhere in Eagle Country, your record looks to be safe as of right now. As Garrett Yoon gets another open three, misses that one, shakes his head. Rebound to Switzerland County. Damian Breek is going to pull up for three. And they got an offensive foul on Weaver.
That's a good call.
On the ball screen. Stay tuned to the post game. We will name our star of the game, presented by Gary Trable, your local sales expert at Herlinger Chevrolet in West Harrison. Stop and see Gary the next time you're thinking about going Chevy. He can get you a good deal out there at Herlinger Chevrolet. Tigers with another possession. Braden York, they don't guard him at the three-point line as well. They'll swing it around to McCool. He drives baseline. Cut off. Couple pump fakes. And a bounce pass to Braden York that goes out of bounds. So turnover from McCool. Tigers still lead at 13 points. Minute 3 left in the third quarter. Switzerland County needing some offense and in a bad way. Hicks works hard to get it past the timeline. Now Breek has it guarded by Garrett Yoon. He backs him down. Spin dribble, rises up. Uses the backboard. Nicely done, Damian Breek.
This is first basket of second half. Am I right or wrong on that?
You're right on that. It's been a little bit of a slow third quarter for Switzerland County.
Both of the stars have been kind of cool shooting. Both of them, this is the first time I've ever seen, they get into each other pretty good, play pretty good defense. I bet they'd rather play offense. That's what you want to bet.
Absolutely. I would like to see them maybe in an all-star game on the same team. I don't know if they still do the 40-8 all-star game.
Used to. I don't know. I haven't heard about that for a long time.
No, I played with the Switzerland County Stars my senior year, so that would be fun to see them paired up together. Lawrenceburg going for one shot here, out here into the third quarter with an 11-point lead. Garrett Yoon got a decent look. Breek gets the rebound. He's got 3 seconds and a chance from half court. He put it up and in!
Off the backboard!
What a shot by Damian Breek!
Oh, making it an eight-point game.
Wow, he might have got fouled.
Oh,
as
he
well.
Did get fouled.
We're going to take a break to catch our breath. Back with fourth quarter action. Tigers lead the Pacers 39-31. We're going to the Fourth River Town Classic on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dearborn County Sheriff Shane McHenry. This year, there have been 294 arrests for operating a vehicle while intoxicated in Dearborn County. Driving buzzed or drunk is just not worth it. It's putting yourself and others' safety at risk, not to mention losing your license and the thousands of dollars it can cost you after being arrested. Please drink responsibly and use a designated driver to get home safely. Let's work together to keep our county safe. This message is brought to you by Dearborn County CASA, your local council for drug-free communities.
The most trusted name in the car business. What does that mean? And how did we earn it? At Whitewater Motor Company in Milan, it means the buying process leaves you feeling good about your investment. We make the buying process easy with no pressure. It's truly hassle-free, worry-free, pressure-free. It's why generations of families have chosen Whitewater Motor Company in Milan. They like the way they're treated, they bring in their kids, and the cycle continues. Visit Whitewater Motor Company in Milan at 350 and 101 or browse their inventory online now at whitewatermotorcompany.com.
Savista Bank offers checking accounts that match the way you live. Learn more at Savista.bank. Member FDIC. Focused on you. Thank you for listening to your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3 WSCH, Aurora, Lawrenceburg, Harrison, Hidden Valley, and Hebron.
That's a foul.
Well, to start the fourth quarter, Landon Wilkes picked up his fourth foul. The moving screen on the offensive end. Tigers lead at 39-31, but Damian Breek, the Breek Show, as tabbed by our very own Mike Perlberg, nailing a half quarter at the buzzer to cut into the Tigers' lead. It's 39-31. Gavin Yoon misses the shot for the Tigers. Switzerland County trying to pull a little bit closer, make this tighter game. Coming down to the end, Weaver in the post, picked up his dribble. Throws back out to Breek. Will that half-court shot be the one to ignite him? Wilkes with a deep three. He misses. Hicks does a good job getting the rebound over McCool, but then throws the ball away to Daya Patel, who looks ahead. Tough catch from Gavin Yoon, who then splits a bunch of defenders and was hit hard by Zach Weaver. Good hard foul. As Gavin Yoon will go to the line, just 10 points tonight. We talked a little bit about how he had the potential to break a long-standing record here for the most points scored in the tournament after a 29-point performance on Thursday.
Yep. But
Switzerland County's done a really nice job on them tonight.
They've played really good defense. Coach Dennis came in with a good strategy.
That is his 11th point of the night. So it will take a monster fourth quarter from Gavin Yoon to break that record held by South Dearborn's Joel Scudder, who scored 58 in the 2011 tournament. I love records, but I'll try not to talk about it as much anymore as the game rolls on, unless Gavin gets really, really hot.
Well, they're going to foul, and I'm sure Lawrenceburg is going to get him in the he's a 76% foul shooter. So
knock down both free throws, 41-31, Tigers lead. That's a foul on Daya Patel, a little over-aggressive, working against Kobe Chase.
you got to wait to get in the lane. They'll let you bounce around. Out in front, everybody's watching. And of course, they can see it, and they'll yell at you. So the referees don't want to hear that.
Ashton Craig back in for Kamar Chenault, who's had a little bit of a quiet night here tonight after a big, big-time performance against South Dearborn on Thursday. Switzerland County needs to not have too many empty possessions. Breek's going to take a deep three and nails it in the face of Gavin Yoon. And a timeout from Coach Dennis. It's going to be a 30-second, so we'll keep it right here. Timeouts are presented by Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Doctors David Argo, Robert Rolf, Jody Dundary, Sam Kuh, and Matt Johansson can meet your injury needs with same-day appointments, on-site X-ray and MRI. Lawrenceburg, Batesville, and Green Township. And Damian Breek.
Do you have him down for 17? Or did I miss one?
17 points for Breek.
Wow.
So it's what he had on Thursday. He is a 20-point-per-game scorer, second in the ORVC behind Cody Samples from South Ripley. But we talked a lot. We talk a lot about how smart of a basketball player he is. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes, doesn't foul much. But you want to break down that half-court shot that he made to end the third quarter.
Yeah, as soon as he got the rebound, you could see him. He looked right up at the clock, knew how much time he took. I mean, he just didn't throw it up. It was a shot.
Yes.
And he was bumped when he got shot.
Yep.
He's smart kid. He got a high basketball IQ.
2-3 zone, perhaps, They're going to match up. 41-34. Tigers lead at 6:20 left in the fourth quarter. Can Lawrenceburg hold on and win their fifth Rivertown in 6 years?
I think they're trying to trap out of it.
Bobo with it on the block. Kicks it back out to McCool. Ben Hicks, the one guarding Gavin Yoon. It might be a little bit of a box and one.
Well, you're right. They're playing a face guard.
It's definitely throwing Lawrenceburg off a little bit. They're doing a good job of controlling the ball, but nothing going towards the rim, really.
Yeah, but the problem is they're eating the clock. You know, you're down, 7 points?
Lawrenceburg's going to be content to dribble, pass. They got really good guards out there. Mitch McCool, Garrett Yoon, Gavin Yoon. Garrett gets an open three from the wing after a long possession and nails it. That hurts if you're Switzerland County.
That's his third three of the night, too, isn't it?
Yes, indeed.
A trade. 10 points. Back up to 10 points.
Missed shot from Switzerland County. Rebound to Mitch McCool. He's done a good job on the boards, even though he's one of the smaller players out there. Give a lot of credit to Lawrenceburg guards for the way they've rebounded here tonight, Chuck. That was one of your keys coming into the game. McCool flashes to the middle. Bobo gets a three. He misses. Rebound to Gavin Yoon. And he will smartly pull it back out. I don't think Coach Blackwell particularly wants many threes to be shot at this point.
Now with a 10-point lead and 4 minutes to go.
Bobo in the corner. Time wiltering away here if you're Switzerland County. 4:30 left. Craig with it, open in the corner. They're laying off all the Lawrenceburg big men. Gavin Yoon kicks it out to Bobo. Open three, and he misses. Breek tips that to Weaver, who smartly outlets it to Breek, who takes it into McCool, gets it up on the backboard, doesn't make the shot, but will go to the free throw line for two shots.
Shoots about 90%, and right now you're battling the clock, right? You got a 10-point lead. Let him make the shot, 8 point, and then take more time off the clock.
It's going to be really tough to turn over this Lawrenceburg team. They only commit about 11 turnovers a game.
They only have 7 so far tonight that I got. And
with those three guards out there, Chuck, which Breek misses around.
Wow, that's a rarity.
Rare miss there from the free throw line. But
He's got to be tired. He's played the whole game. He's guarded the best offensive player probably in the tournament, unless it's him, and hadn't been out of the game.
Yep. Damian Breek going to make his second All-Rivertown team in a row, and he missed both free throws. Wow.
That's fatigue, guaranteed.
Rebound goes to the Tigers. Gavin Union's going to bring it up the floor. Gets it to Craig in the corner. They might want to start pressuring these Lawrenceburg big guys on the three-point line. They're just letting them hold the ball out there. And Landon Wilkes has fouled out of this game.
Just a little less than 4 minutes to go. 10-point lead. Chenault coming back into the game.
And we got a really bad foul there for Wilkes.
Yeah.
One, because he fouled out of the game, but it also puts the Tigers to the line in a one-on-one situation. And Garrett Yoon, one of their better free throw shooters. But maybe this is the game Switzerland County can play the rest of this 3:56 is start fouling some of the Tigers shooters that aren't so good from the free throw line to try and extend the game.
And that you're going to have an opportunity. You got Patel hasn't been great from the foul line. Chenault's somebody you'd want to foul, right?
Absolutely, as Garrett Yoon knocks down both free throws, and the Tigers are 7-for-7 from the free throw line tonight.
They've had a good night.
Spreek gets it across the timeline, hands it off to Weaver, top of the key. Don't have a lot of time to play around with it as Breek gets to the basket
Man,
and puts it up and in.
Smart, though. They didn't foul him. And
I want to know what college is going to pick up Damian Breek, because
he can play.
He can
flat out play.
See, Chenault has just got it in the corner, allowed to do whatever he wants with it. If I'm Coach Dennis, I'm thinking about fouling Kamar Chenault right now.
Yeah, every time he touches it.
It's no slight to him. It's just looking at the stats.
Yeah.
It's not a strong part of his game.
Somebody's going to have to come.
Gavin Yoon kicks it to Chenault, who goes up over Weaver, and he gets the 2 points. So
there's one. If Weaver would have fallen down, he probably would have got the charge, though.
So rather than making him earn it at the free throw line, they play the long game, and the Tigers lead it by 12 points, 48-36. Weaver gets it to Chase, top of the key. Ball screen there. Tell fights through, but Chase gets into the body of Chenault. No call there, and Chenault's able to save it to Gavin Yoon. And a timeout by Coach Blackwell, who's very happy with his defense. Full timeout here, so we'll step away for a brief moment. Tigers leading the Pacers 48-36 in the Rivertown Classic Boys Championship game on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Are you looking for a place for your business to call home? Lawrenceburg is open for business. Would you like your business to thrive in a unique community that's growing? Lawrenceburg is open for business. Do you want your business to be part of a proud, historic community that has its eyes on the future? Lawrenceburg is open for business. Lawrenceburg, Indiana. Year-round events, convenient location, great community. Lawrenceburg is open for business. Lawrenceburg-in.com.
Hey, it's Double T Travis there. I have all the news, sports, and traffic you need to wrap up your day on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
Welcome back to South Dearborn High School, where we're 2 minutes and 39 seconds away from crowning a Rivertown Classic champion. As the scoreboard stands right now, 48-36, Lawrenceburg leading Switzerland County. So it's looking more like history is going to repeat itself rather than rewrite itself, as the first ever Rivertown Classic Championship game on the boys' side was a Lawrenceburg win over Switzerland County, 2:39 away from making that happen again. And Lawrenceburg would become the all-time leader with Rivertown wins with 8 if they are able to hold this off. And it would be their 5th in 6 years. So quite the run from Lawrenceburg as they're facing some full-court pressure. Mitch McCool gets it across the timeline. This Lawrenceburg team's got 3 great ball handlers, actually 4 great ball handlers on the floor now, with Daya Patel out there with the Yoon brothers and Mitch McCool. So it's going to be very tough to turn them over, but a smart foul there, Chuck. There it is, as Zach Weaver is going to send Kamar Chenault to the line for a 1-and-1 opportunity.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
And we can set up here and beat it to death all night long, but maybe that's something, a strategy they should have put in place 2.5-3 minutes ago.
No doubt. When he came back into the game,
Chenault puts the shot up, and to his credit,
he's knocked it down. Now, the other night, he had a decent night shooting the foul shots. He missed a couple, but
hit some big ones when they mattered down the stretch.
Statistically, though, that
and he smoothly knocks down both.
And look good doing it.
But it's like the hack-a-shack type deal there, but if you continue to make free throws like that, they won't do it to you anymore. So good on Kamar Chenault for knocking down those free throws, giving the Tigers a 14-point lead, now back down to 12 as Damian Breek puts in another two. He is a phenomenal talent.
Really, really is.
Under 2 minutes. Writing might be on the wall here for the Tigers to cut down the nets at the Rivertown Classic. Nothing that they like doing more during the regular season than cutting down the nets at the home of their main rival. Dia Patel fouled by Dallas Snyder.
See, about 43%. Did I get to write that down right?
Patel, right around 50% this year. Hasn't shot a lot of free throws. Nonetheless, usually those stats don't lie. Patel does have a good looking shot, and that one a little bit long. The first free throw miss of the night for the Tigers. Breek looking to go quick, and he threw it away. Garrett Yoon, nice job getting in front of that pass. Mitch McCool advances across the timeline. Chenault finds Gavin Yoon cutting down the lane. He puts it up and misses, but was fouled in the process of shooting, so Gavin Yoon will go to the line for two shots. And you have to imagine that Gavin Yoon will be named the MVP of this tournament for his play. Maybe not so much for tonight, but the 29-point performance on Thursday can't go unnoticed.
Nope, you're right.
And he misses a free throw there. to 38, Tigers lead with 1:26 left on the clock. Yoon.
He's tired too.
Short, so
they've been running around with each other.
Fatigue starting to set in for these teams. Weaver, he likes it from the top of the key. Banked one in there two nights ago. Misses that one. Dia Patel gets the ball to Mitch McCool. Finds Chenault in the corner. Back to Dia Patel. And Breek will commit the foul and extend this game a little bit longer.
As much defense as he played on Gavin tonight, he's only got two fouls. That really is amazing to me. That's almost as amazing as some of his shots.
And going the other way, Gavin, you know, fouls guarding Breek much
yes.
of the game, too, as Patel knocks down that free throw for his 6th point of the night, a little bit above his average. Dia Patel, just a sophomore for the Tigers, makes both of those free throws. Bright future not only on the basketball floor, but on the football field as well.
Athlete, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Really enjoy watching him on the football field. He's a touchdown machine at the wide receiver position. Hicks gets in the lane, shoots over Chenault. Nice job, Ben Hicks. And a timeout from Coach Dennis.
And
we're going to go ahead.
Quick coaching, 12 points, 54 seconds.
We're going to go ahead and keep it right here. 54 seconds left on the clock. 52-40, Lawrenceburg leads this. What has impressed you most about this Lawrenceburg team during this two-game run in the Rivertown Classic?
Well, tonight, Thursday kind of went as scripted. You have the 3-4 players and Gavin getting a lot of points, and Chenault came from kind of nowhere and played great, right? Tonight, this has been much more of a team effort. You've got
Absolutely.
Lots of people involved in this win. Either defensively or rebounding. Early on, Bobo was tough. He kind of carried everything. Garrett's hit a couple, three big threes. He's played well, I think. McCool in that first half.
He's had a really good night.
Only had 5 points, hit 1-3, but he's played a good floor game, I think.
He's rebounded really well, too.
Yeah, you've had some other kids that came in, and played pretty well. So this is truly a team effort. And that's what I was saying earlier before the game. They have a good bench, maybe the best bench in the conference.
And that's really the difference in the game is Lawrenceburg's had 7 scorers, much more contributors, where Switzerland County's only had 4 kids in the book scoring, and Hicks just notched his first 2. So Tigers get a deep ball. Bobo's going to go up for the dunk, and he's fouled by Hicks. Yes, you heard that right. Jackson Bobo, a 6'6 sophomore, was going up for the two-handed flush. But as we used to say when I played for Lawrenceburg, if you play somebody that can dunk, you're not allowing it. You foul them, and you foul them hard if you have to.
Absolutely. You're not going to dunk. You may win, but
you're not going to dunk.
Uh-uh.
Bobo goes to the line, misses the first free throw. He has had a nice night tonight. Six rebounds, a couple of blocks, altered a bunch of shots.
Yes.
Rebounded the ball well, has just played great on the defensive end.
Yes, he has.
And he knocks that down for his seventh point. You can really see the flashes there. He could be a really good player by the time he becomes a junior or senior. Switzerland County's got to go quick here, down 13
Another
points,
turner.
And they throw the ball away.
Switzerland County's just fatigued. They are tired.
And it might be, well, Lawrenceburg's going to clear their bench. Well, nearly clear their bench. Start to clear their bench, I should say, as Reese Denning checks into the game. 6'2 junior.
All five starters of Switzerland County are going to come out.
Yep. So does look like the well, the writing's been on the wall for the past few minutes. So Lawrenceburg's going to win their fifth Rivertown Classic in 6 years and going to stand alone as the record holder with 8 Rivertown Classic championships. As the youngsters are going to get out on the floor here for the Tigers and the Pacers. Maybe get a chance to So some of those names coming in for Switzerland County. You got Nathan Guyman, Austin Bosaw, number 34, Zach Stout, number 33, Logan Bennett, and Carter Baldwin out there as well. For the Tigers, Garrett Yoon and Daya Patel going to remain on the floor, as will Gavin Yoon checking into the game. I mentioned Reese Denning. Seconds left on the clock. Daya Patel gets the inbounds. I don't know if we'll see Switzerland County foul or not. Doesn't look like they will. And the Tigers are going to be able to run out this final 30 seconds to become Rivertown Classic champions. A little anticlimactic here at the end, but Lawrenceburg Tiger fan base ready to explode. So Coach Blackwell calls a timeout. Just
kind of wonder why Gavin was in the game anyway.
Yeah.
Service in Wilmington has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Northern Kenton County, Northern Campbell County, Central Boone County, Eastern Hamilton County until 9:45 p.m. At 9:17 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located over Rising Sun, moving northeast at 55 miles an hour. Hazard, 70 miles an hour wind gusts. Source, radar indicated. Impact, expects considerable tree damage. Damage is likely to mobile homes, roofs, and outbuildings. Locations impacted include Cincinnati, Covington, Florence, Independence, Norwood, Erlanger, Fort Thomas, Newport, Blue Ash, Redding, Madera, Edgewood, Alexandria, Ellesmere, Wyoming, Fort Mitchell, Villa Hills, Highland Heights, Taylor Mill, and Bellevue. This includes the following interstates: I-71 in Ohio between mile marker 0 and 13. I-74 in Ohio near mile marker 19. I-75 in Kentucky between mile markers 176 and 191. I-75 in Ohio between mile marker 0 and 12.
Won the Rivertown Classic.
Eric's Eagle Country 99.3 and Eagle Country Online. Stop in for their express lunch Tuesday through Friday from 11 till 3. Enjoy a variety of sandwiches, fried baskets, pasta, and fish with a side and soft drink for just $10. Express lunch without the express quality. Eric's Bayview Grill, US 50 in Aurora, next to Lawrence Motorsports.
Hey, it's Double T Travis there. I have all the news, sports, and traffic you need to wrap up your day on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
In partnership with Raleigh Children's Hospital, Margaret Mary Health is an early evaluation hub for children with autism and developmental delays. Early diagnosis is key to achieving the best possible outcomes. To qualify for screening, your child must be between the ages of 18 and 42 months. Margaret Mary's pediatricians are now seeing patients in both Batesville and Brookville. For appointment, call 812-933-5018. That's 812-933-5018.
Ivy Tech Community College is very affordable. It has some fantastic teachers, and the advising staff is amazing. I'm Andrew, and I'm with Ivy. Learn more or enroll today at ivytech.edu/Lawrenceburg.
Hey, sportsball fans. This is Lori with Eagle Country 99.3, and my friend Gary Trable is a proud sponsor of this sportscast and your athlete. Stop and see Gary at Herlinger Chevrolet the next time you're shopping for a new vehicle, and be the star of your game with a warranty forever from Gary at Herlinger Chevrolet.
Hi, everyone. This is Dearborn County Sheriff Shane McHenry. This year, there have been 294 arrests for operating a vehicle while intoxicated in Dearborn County. Driving buzzed or drunk is just not worth it. It's putting yourself and others' safety at risk, not to mention losing your license and the thousands of dollars it can cost you after being arrested. Please drink responsibly and use a designated driver to get home safely. Let's work together to keep our county safe. This message is brought to you by Dearborn County CASA, your local council for drug-free communities.
Hey, it's Double T Travis there. I have all the news, sports, and traffic you need to wrap up your day on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
Back here at South Dearborn High School for the Whitewater Motor Company in Milan postgame show. Whitewater Motor Company, the most trusted name in the car business. And before we welcome in Gavin Yoon and Mitch McCool of the Tigers, real quick check of the Hagford keys to the game there, Chuck.
We said in order for Switzerland County to come out with a victory here, a couple things. Weaver'd have to score in double figures. He almost did. Scored eight. I think that was what it was. And we said that they had to dictate the tempo and the speed of the game. They did that for the most part, but quite frankly, somewhere toward the third quarter, end of the third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter, they just got tired. And Lawrenceburg had their bench did a magnificent job. I mean, everybody they put in did. They contributed tonight, really, and we've said about it. They got a nice bench, and they came through even without their star. He didn't score 20 or 30 points. He played very, very well, but other people stepped up like Chenault did on Thursday to help win the game.
All right, those are your Hag Ford keys to the game. Check out Hag Ford's inventory at hagford.com. How about a star of the game, Chuck? You want me to take that over?
Absolutely. He's one of your boys. So.
Well, I mean, Damian Breek had the best game on the losing side. So he will be the star of the game for Switzerland County.
Yeah. Well, you know, you talk about that. Gavin, though, you know, look what he did. He didn't come out here and try to score a lot of points. He came out here and to win the game.
Did his job.
And one of the things, everybody on Switzerland County's team were focused on him, and he was still able to make assists, get some rebounds, get, I think, you know, 12 points.
Yep.
You couple that with his game on Thursday where he was simply just outstanding in all aspects of the game. He's very deserving.
Yep. So Gavin Yoon for the Tigers, and we got to give the shout-out to Damian Breek as well. They are our stars of the game, presented by Gary Trable at Herlinger Chevrolet in West Harrison. Be the star of your game in a new car, truck, or SUV with a warranty forever from Gary Trable at Herlinger Chevrolet. And the players who fueled their team for Switzerland County, Zach Weaver, a nice game here, kind of ignited a little bit of a comeback there in the second half for Switzerland County, 8 points on the night. And for the Tigers, we talked about it at length. We actually want to name a couple of players, Jackson Bobo and Mitch McCool.
McCool, yes.
Their team.
Bobo early really did a nice job.
So we are joined now by head coach John Blackwell and some of his star senior players. JB, back to winning ways here.
Yeah,
Rivertown.
It feels good for sure. Appreciate you guys. As covering like you always do, and real good team win for us, and really wanted it for this group of guys. Goes without saying, you want to win every game you play, you want to win championships with this team. They've had a real good approach all year since November 18th when we got our football guys. They've had a real good approach all year, and they've been a real good practice group. They've been a real together group, and it's it's great to see that validated with wins. And these people on the other end of this, these airwaves listen to me enough on Monday nights and after games. So I'm going to let you talk to our two senior co-captains who both had great games tonight and are having great seasons. That's Gavin Yoon and Mitch McCool. So thank you guys for being here. Talk to these guys if you don't mind.
All right, will do, Coach. Mitch. Congratulations. All right, come on in here. Mitch, where are you at? Well, first off, congratulations. Got to feel good. You've been a part of a bunch of these over the past 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
And getting back to winning ways this year, you know, things didn't work out for you guys last year, but come out able to beat your rival in the first round. That was a real hard-fought match. You particularly didn't find any scoring opportunities in that first game, but you played excellent tonight in all facets. You rebounded well, scored the basketball, kind of assessed your own performance here tonight. I thought you played awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, the Swiss had a good team. It was a great game. I'm just glad to get the Rivertown back in Lawrenceburg's hands.
Absolutely. 5 in 6 years and now a record 8 Rivertown Classic Championships. What's it mean to you to be a part of that history at Lawrenceburg High School setting that record?
Oh, it's great. I mean, I'm surrounded by the best people in the world, good friends, and best school. I don't know.
That's all good answers there. Well, we'll let you pass along the headset. Go cut down the net. Congratulations to you. Great game tonight.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, let's move it right along. We got Kamar Chenault. We got all the seniors up here. Is that right? Yes, indeed. Kamar Chenault joining us here on the post game. Kamar, congratulations to you on a nice tournament. You played exceptional on Thursday night. I want to talk a little bit about that game. You were actually our star of the game on Thursday, helping propel your team to this moment. So what was that like for you, taking down South Dearborn on Thursday night?
It was just huge. You know, it's a rival team, so we always come out. It's always a good game. And, you know, just what we got to do to win.
And I'm going to ask everybody this. Just describe the feeling of, you know, winning this tournament and setting a record for Lawrenceburg and being a part of that history-setting moment.
It's fantastic, especially since last year we came out, didn't have a, had a rough season, lost it for the first time in a while, and then just coming out this year ready to go and having a good tournament and getting the win.
Everything all right with the knee? We saw you hobble a little bit there.
Oh, yeah. It was my ankle today.
All right, all right. Good to know. All right. Well, congratulations to you, and thanks for joining us here on the postgame.
I appreciate it.
All right. We're going to move right along. We got some more seniors we want to talk to, including the MVP of the Rivertown Classic, Gavin Yoon. It's been well documented. You're one of the top scorers throughout the entire state of Indiana. You're an exceptional offensive player. Really exceptional game scoring the basketball on Thursday. Kind of took a different role tonight. So talk about that a little bit. You know, some nights, a lot of points. Other nights, you got to do it in a different way.
Well, you know, it's just getting the win and early in the end. It doesn't matter how it happens. It's just rallying together, rallying the group, and just winning the game.
And for a good majority of the game, you drew the defensive assignment of Damian Breek.
Yep.
Talk a little bit about trying to guard him because he's an exceptional player as well.
He's a great player. He's a smart player. He cuts well. He passes well. It was a great matchup. It was a great matchup all game.
And finally, just your feelings on, was this your third Rivertown that you've been a part of, winning at least, and setting that record, now 8 championships for Lawrenceburg. What's that mean to you?
It's very special, especially to do it with this group of people, our team. It's very humbling.
All right. Well, congratulations to you. Keep up the good work. And I'm hoping that we're going to get to catch up with all you guys on crunch time.
Yep. Sounds good.
All right. Pass that headset on to one last senior here that we want to talk to. I think I know him. Mr. Andrew Rennekamp. Congratulations to you.
Thanks.
And just for a little context for our listeners out there, I think you would even describe yourself as more of a role player on the basketball team, a star football player.
But
playing your role out here for the Tigers, and I thought you did a lot of great stuff, particularly on Thursday night, maybe a little less minutes tonight. But talk about your performance on Thursday, team performance, your performance, and how that was taking down South Dearborn to get to this point.
It was good. I mean, rival game, you know, it's always a good crowd and stuff. But, I just went out there, and I know my role is defense and kind of getting reversals, and I just do that as best as I can.
All right. And, you know, you've been a part of this program for 4 years now and have gotten to experience this a couple of different times. Is there any better feeling in the regular season than coming into your rival's house, getting a trophy and cutting down the nets?
Yeah, this is amazing. This is awesome. You know, it's great.
And Let's talk about your teammates here a little bit, too. You know, obviously Gavin is a standout in the way he's able to score the ball. But what I like about your team is you guys have a lot of different guys that are able to contribute in different facets of the game. So talk a little bit about that team chemistry and some of the depth that you have for Lawrence.
Yeah, I mean, we're really deep. I mean, we got pretty much everyone on the bench can contribute. I mean, there's not enough minutes to go around for the guys that we got. So, I mean, when we get in there, we know we got to play as hard as we can because we're going to be coming out, so.
That's a fantastic answer. And finally, I asked all the other guys what it means to you to be a part of a history-making night where you get that eighth championship, now standing alone above South Dearborn with the most Rivertown Classic championships.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome just being out here with my friends and stuff. I mean, wouldn't trade anything for it. It's amazing.
All right, well, go share in the jubilation. Get out there, cut down the net, have a good night, and congratulations
Thanks.
To you. All right, that's Andrew Rennekamp rounding out the senior roundup here for the Lawrenceburg Tigers, the 2020 Rivertown Classic champions, and we just got handed the all-Rivertown team that we want to make sure that we get that information out. We mentioned Gavin Yoon as the MVP of the tournament. Chuck also on the all-Rivertown team. Damian Breek for Switzerland County, no-brainer. Alex Shackelford played two great games here for South Dearborn. Landon Cole did the same for Rising Sun. And then the champion is going to get more players on that all-Rivertown team.
Garrett, as it should be.
Garrett Yoon and Kamar Chenault.
Yep. No question about Chenault, based on his play on if he don't play that well, they're not in this final.
Right.
Question. So, yeah, he deserved it. Garrett was
11 points both games.
Yeah, and consistent. He didn't turn the ball over. I think he had one tonight, right? I don't even remember any on Thursday. Maybe he had one. And, yes, he's I agree with everybody on that list. Sometimes I disagree because sometimes these are picked by people that really don't know anything about basketball, to be truthful. But that I think they got right on the money this year.
Well, congratulations to all those young men that did make the All-Rivertown team for Damian Breek, Gavin Yoon, and Alex Shackelford. 2 years in a row being on that All-Rivertown team. So we also want to congratulate the Lawrenceburg Tigers for cutting down the nets, not only in the boys but girls tournament. 4 years in a row for the girls and 5 out of 6 for the Tigers. So it has been a Lawrenceburg-dominated tournament over the past several years. Also, congratulations to the South Dearborn cheerleading squad for winning that competition tonight. And it's always awesome to get out here to the Rivertown, see all four schools competing, girls, boys, and in the cheerleading competition. So it's always fantastic getting out here, watching the games, and calling the games, too. Had a lot of fun, Chuck.
A lot of fun.
All right, so we're going to get this thing wrapped up. A few people that we have to thank. Of course, all the folks here at South Dearborn High School. Steve Giesting getting us everything that we need. The PA announcer here. Also, athletic director Ryan Walston. Give him a thanks. Of course, all of our great listeners out there in Eagle Country, our great sponsors. And the man back in the studio doesn't do it often, but thanks to Mike Perleberg for coming out and helping us get on the air, making sure we sound good tonight for this championship broadcast. But it is the Tigers taking home the championship with a 55-40 win over Switzerland County. Final thoughts, Chuck?
Just a fine tournament, and we saw good games. I mean, each game that was played this year was fun to play. Fun to watch and call, and I enjoyed doing it with you, Travis. It was a lot of fun.
Absolutely, and our next broadcast scheduled for next weekend, I believe it's a Friday tilt. We're going to see the Rising Sun Shiners in action again on the road, taking on Milan to get a score.
Milan was winning.
Milan was ahead in the Ripley County tournament to the last we checked. We might try to get you that score before we get off the air here.
It looks like Milan's going to come away with a win.
Milan with a double-digit lead with just a few minutes left. So it looks like the Indians will be Ripley County champs. And so that's where we'll leave you here with the 20th annual Rivertown Classic, where it was almost a clean sweep for the Tigers. South Dearborn winning the cheerleading competition. But always a lot of fun, and thank you to everybody who tuned in to listen to all 8 games that we called here from the Rivertown Classic. Have a great rest of your weekend. So long and good night.
You've been listening to a hometown tradition. High school sports on your hometown radio station. The games on Eagle Country 99.3 are powered by Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the City of Lawrenceburg, Dearborn County Health Department, the Ville Pharmacies in Dillsboro, Rising Sun, and Lawrenceburg, Garing Heating and Cooling, Ag Ford, Ivy Tech Community College, Margaret Mary Health, U.S. Army Lawrenceburg Recruiting Station, Dearborn County Citizens Against Substance Abuse, Safe Passage, Ordway Fuels, St. Elizabeth Healthcare, and Whitewater Motor Company in Milan. Thank you for listening, and join us next time for a hometown tradition. High school sports on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.